In 1922, the last hunted California grizzly bear was shot in Fresno County. 2 years later, reported sightings of one were made in Sequoia National Park, before never being seen again. After that, in 1924, California's state animal was officially declared extinct by the United States Fish and Wildlife Service. Growing up in California, I am no stranger to bears, as they are ingrained in our culture, most obvious being our flag. Even though the grizzly bear is extinct in our borders, the black bear population is thriving. When I was little, I wanted to become a zookeeper. The thought of regularly getting to interact with and learn about animals fascinated me. So it interested me when I found out my own home state lacked its own official animal. From what I found from various and reliable sources, like UC Conservation Genomics Consortium and the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, unsurprisingly, we were the cause for the extinction. Starting as far back as the late 1700s, Spanish ranchers were leaving poison bait for bears. Mexican settlers captured and pitted bears against bulls and sold their skin. These death matches would continue in the 19th century, and European settlers would place bounties until the early 2000s. People would even claim to have killed hundreds of grizzly bears. But now, a century later, after the last California grizzly bear was reported, could and should we reintroduce grizzly bears into California?
My name is Jeff Miller, and I'm a senior conservation advocate with the Center for Biological Diversity.
Miller is a contact for the campaign Bring Back the Bears, whose members are determined for the reintroduction of the California grizzly bear, specifically the recovering them under the Endangered Species Act.
Ever since I was bluff charged by a mama grizzly with a cub in Alaska about 15 years ago, I've just been really kind of taken by these creatures and, you know, realizing that we do still have room for them here in California. I got really interested in seeing if we could reintroduce them to California.
Though most people don't know about the California grizzly bear being extinct, most who do feel a deep connection with them because they're California's state animal. Not only that, but the grizzly bear is a threatened species in the lower 48 states.
There's only about 1,800 grizzly bears left in the lower 48. If we want to keep grizzly bears around in the future, we need to reintroduce them to additional areas to recover the species. And they evolved here. They were here for hundreds of thousands of years, interacting with other species and the whole ecosystems. They have an important role to play in, as a top predator in California's ecosystems, and they've been missing for too long.
But despite the urgency of the matter, Bring Back the Bears' attempts at reform have largely fallen short. Their 2015 petition for their reintroduction to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service was rejected.
The states of Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho are trying to remove the Endangered Species Act protections for grizzly bears so that the states can start trophy hunts again. We started a petition, an online petition, to the state of California, so the California Fish and Wildlife Commission, asking them to consider bringing them back, and unfortunately the state has ignored that petition to this point.
Since Jeff Miller and Bring Back the Bears couldn't get the state to answer the petition, we now ask Peter Alagana, a professor of environmental studies at UC Santa Barbara. In 2016, Peter founded and has since been serving as the facilitator of the California Grizzly Research Network, with the goal of performing the first major comprehensive study of California grizzlies since 1955. Among many common fears people have about the reintroduction of a bear population, an increased number of hostile interactions is at the top.
So I think that it's important to understand that the risks associated with living with large carnivores, whether we're talking about brown bears or wolves or mountain lions or others, are real, but often radically overestimated.
Alagana also explained why reintroducing grizzlies wouldn't repeat history. As previously mentioned, 100 years ago, a grizzly bear was shot before its population completely disappeared from California. For one, the last time grizzlies were eliminated from California, there weren't any environmental laws like the Endangered Species Act to protect them.
So we no longer live in a frontier sort of environment where a relatively small group, frankly, of white men with guns, poison, and traps can decide for themselves what animals belong and what don't.
So, the repeated extinction of a California grizzly bear is not a potential risk, but actually getting the government to bring them is. According to Peter, California has plenty of space for grizzly bears. even having more protected locations than any other U.S. state, save for Alaska. Not only that, but these habitats would have plenty of food resources to qualify as high quality.
So the biological part is relatively easy. The hard part is the political part. And the reason that's hard is because some people just are kind of against the idea that government or conservationists should be taking these kinds of actions because they see it as an incursion on their land use or their property rights, things like that.
So not only does the California grizzly bear hold both cultural and environmental significance, but action is imperative to the continued survival. California is much more habitable for both of us now than 100 years ago. But whatever action is taken is up to the government, who has thus far rejected the idea of reintroduction. What do you think? Should the California grizzly bear be returned to its home, or are we not ready yet? For the California Report, I'm Simon C2.